Upfront Books presents Manias, Panics, and Crashes, a history of financial crises written by Robert Z. Alaba and Charles P. Kindleberger, and narrated by Alistair Austin. Foreword, written by Robert M. Solo. Charlie Kindleberger, CPK from now on, was a delightful colleague, perceptive, responsive, curious about everything, full of character, and, above all, lively. Those same qualities are everywhere evident in Manias, Panics, and Crashes. I think that CPK began to work on the book in the spirit of writing a natural history, rather as Darwin must have done at the stage of the Beagle, collecting, examining, and classifying interesting specimens. Manias, Panics, and Crashes had the advantage over rodents, birds, and beetles that they were accompanied by the rhetoric of contemporaries, sometimes with insight, sometimes just blather. It was CPK's style as an economic historian to hunt for interesting things to learn, not to pursue a systematic agenda. Obviously, then, he would have had a field day with the housing bubble, the piling up of risk, the financial panic of 2008, and the evaporation of perceived wealth that followed it and led to the recession from which we are, at best, just emerging. The whole story was ripe for CPK. It was big, it was international in scope, and it implicated a whole zoo of new shadow banking institutions, financial derivatives, and financial practices. And, God knows, it produced a lot of rhetoric before, during, and after. Of course, he was an economist by training and experience, and he soon found patterns and regularities and causes and effects. What caught his eye especially were the irrationalities that seem so often to enmesh those directly or indirectly enmeshed in the events themselves. By itself, that would have been merely entertaining. The story got interesting for CPK with the interaction of behavior and institutions. The occurrence of manias, panics, and crashes and their ultimate scope also depended very much on the monetary and capital market institutions of the time. CPK could not have known at the start just how hardy a perennial financial crisis would turn out to be. The quarter century after the publication of the first edition featured a whole new level of turbulence in national banking systems, exchange rate volatility, and asset price bubbles. There was always new material to be digested in successive editions. This history cannot have been...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?